Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
720 WGN, John Hansen in for Steve Bertrand on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Appreciate listening here to Chicago's Afternoon News. Over the past couple of years, one of the most things that divides our city, there's a lot of really serious things that divide our city. And not that this isn't serious, but people are up in arms or they absolutely love the scooter trials that have happened over the last couple of summers. And will it become a permanent thing here in the city? Well, Alderman Howard Brookins from the 21st Ward certainly seems to hope so. Alderman, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I don't know why you say it's divided, because I've had those same thoughts. Either you love them or you hate them. You hate them. You hate the scooters when people leave them in the middle of the sidewalk, or they're riding them on the sidewalk, and you love them when they alleviate some of the traffic and the congestion in the downtown and other areas that are really congested.
So, right. So how do we ensure that people do this responsibly so we don't have the people upset that they're left all over the place?
Well, I've been in this game long enough to know that there's always going to be somebody who is upset.
Right.
But with that said, the scooter companies have worked on the technology, so they have geofencing, which will inhibit the scooters from being ridden on the sidewalks. And now that there will be, hopefully with the vote tomorrow and on Thursday, a permanent scooter program, they're able to build out the necessary infrastructure to have corrals and designated locations now that they know that this isn't a one-off and they could not justify that investment before they knew that they would be around.
So a couple years ago, there were like 10 companies that got to participate in this. I think that got narrowed down for trial period number two. What are you hoping happens? Are you looking to give this to one company here moving forward, or are there going to be a couple?
So obviously we think competition is good. And so the Department of Business Affairs and Department of Transportation will evaluate their application, but there can be as many as three. And when I say three who are given a license.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lyft is kind of grandfathered in. Lyft is Divvy. So they're already kind of grandfathered in based on the contract they have with the bikes. So it could be a maximum of four.
Okay.
In the city.
Why do you like them so much?
One, if we're going to walk the walk, if we're going to talk the talk, we need to walk the walk, specifically when it comes to our environment. So I like them because, one, they are green. I like them, two, because they provide an alternative form of transportation if you're just trying to jump from, say, the Bean to Museum Campus, or a short jaunt from the Woodson Library on the south side to the Red Line, as opposed to waiting for a bus. Then, two, on these short jaunts, especially in these high congested areas, then maybe we can eliminate some Lyft and Ubers just driving around, or eliminate some other vehicular traffic that are just driving around, polluting, et cetera. It's a small revenue raise for the city in doing the license. And then, quite frankly, they are fun. They are in other major cities, and I don't think that we should be left behind.
You mentioned the infrastructure, maybe to build a few things to have ports where people can put them and stuff like that. Do we have the law infrastructure in place in terms of, like, if one of these folks that rides it is uninsured and they're going to end up in an issue if they cause damage? I mean, are our laws already written for this to be able to roll out smoothly?
So, yes, there obviously, as a lawyer, there's plenty of laws for everything, and everybody is personally responsible. Should something happen, they could be directly sued. If it's something that the company did, they're carrying insurance, and clearly they can be sued. I don't know that that is as big of an issue to my colleagues and should be for the citizens, because right now we have people, some who have a little more means and others are access or ability, who already have these scooters, who are riding them now. They don't have these safety checks on them. They can't ride them currently on the sidewalk. And because they're out there, and that's not an excuse, so because some people have them, then everybody should have them. But what I'm saying is that there have been, this has been thought out, and there are some things in place to keep the people safe and to keep the riders safe.
Are helmets going to be required?
I'm sorry?
Are helmets going to be required?
I think they'll be recommended, and I don't know that they will be mandated.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it sounds good, and I've used one, and it was very convenient. It wasn't as inexpensive as I thought it would be, to be perfectly honest. It kind of was similar in cost of Uber or Lyft. I don't know if I was at the wrong time or was going too far or whatever the case may be. It is interesting. I just have to ask this because this is Chicago, and I'm not throwing any shade here. I just want to make sure, because this question has come up amongst people I've chatted with in the office. Are any of these companies donate to you in your financial, in campaign money or anything, Alderman Brookins?
I would probably say yes, but that's not why I would support them.
Okay.
And so, you know, there are plenty of people who do support me in my five runs for Alderman that I have sided with and I have not sided with. I think, you know, some of the biggest fights have been with me and the unions and supporting Walmart against the unions, and they have supported me in the past, and they have not supported me in the past. But I think that this is the right issue, not for any campaign contribution, but because it is green technology. It takes up less space. I would like Chicago to be more friendly with respect to all types of micromobility devices. I ride a motorcycle. I don't think that downtown Chicago and Chicago County in general is friendly towards motorcycles, regular scooters, or anything like that. And I think that by using motorcycles, regular scooters, e-bikes, bikes, and micromobility devices would eliminate some of the congestion and would do wonders for the environment.
Right. Alderman, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
The vote will be tomorrow. Quick break, then we'll try and check in with Kevin Powell before the news here on 720 WGN. WGN.